In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I suppose in listening to today's gospel, we can get many messages. The first message is that God forgives us. He knows we're sinful. He knows we make mistakes. He knows we will fall. But inevitably, importantly, he forgives us. And it is only in that hope and with that promise that we're able to have hope in this life. We know we're a broken humanity. We know we're sinful. We know we make mistakes. That's something we know just by the nature of who we are. But what's important is the fact that God will always give a second, third, tenth chance. He will always give us that benefit if we come to him repentant. So that's one very powerful message and lesson from today. But there's another lesson. And the lesson is that forgiveness is ours to give. Forgiveness is ours to give. One thing we don't realize is the bearing the burden of a grudge, bearing the burden of hatred, of judgment, is actually a burden on us. We are the ones who suffer. If you think of times when you have felt resentment towards someone else, this person's life is probably going on absolutely fine. But the person who suffers is the one feeling that negative emotion, the one feeling that ungodliness. A, because it creates a sense of unrest, and B, because we know we are carrying a burden of sin as well. We always think that we hold power when we keep resentment. We always think that we stay in control when we don't like people. And when we hold fast to not liking people. But in actual fact, what our Lord wants to tell us today is forgiveness is liberation. Of course, forgiveness is liberation to the person you forgive. As our Lord spoke of those who owed, and so they were forgiven. But forgiveness is also liberation for me if I have those feelings of enmity or frustration or resentment. How many times have we walked into a room, seen someone we don't like, and suddenly our mindset and our emotions are changed because you don't want to be in the same place? Or because we have ungodly thoughts. We are the ones limited by those thoughts. Our Lord has come to set us free. And that freedom comes first and foremost as a freedom from sin. And as a freedom from the burdensome nature of judging. You know, we all sit in our living rooms, watch our televisions, and judge people who rule the world, who make decisions, who create policies. But realize that if we were in the same place, that's a burden we're carrying. Judgment is a burden. Because if I'm in a position to judge someone, I need to be informed, I need to be just, I need to be accountable, or I'm going to make the wrong decision. So I am burdened either by the responsibility or by the lack of responsibility. I am burdened by what I need to do, or I'm burdened by the sin of not doing it properly. So we don't want to be burdened by that. We want to be set free. To look at people and love them for who they are, not for who we want them to be in our heads. Accept them for who they are, not for who they should be in our assessment. Of course, we can dislike or even disagree with things people do, but we must love and forgive people. Final point is, forgiveness does not come if no one has wronged you. It's nice to speak of forgiveness in a vacuum. Yes, we'd love to forgive, but when we've been wronged, it becomes more difficult. You can't forgive if you haven't been wronged. You can't forgive if no one has done anything against you. You can't forgive if you have not been persecuted. And so part and parcel of forgiving is realizing that it is in that, that we recognize our own state, and that we let it go, and we are therefore liberated by it. We are set free. We are able to enjoy the goodness of God without resentment, without the burden of sin, and without the pressure of having to maintain emotions against someone. Let ourselves go to love and to forgive and to accept in a way that God has also loved and forgiven and accepted us and will continue to do so. So if we are created in His image and likeness, this is what we should be and who we should be every day of our lives. And glory be to God forever. Amen.